What a week. I mean, we've all had those times in our lives that are full of ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. But as we think about Holy Week, what a week. The massive contrast of everything that went on during that week. I want to look at it from the perspective of three places. The fickle crowd, the fearful disciples, and faithful Jesus. One day, we see a triumphal entry. Yes, on a donkey, nonetheless triumphal. People were waving the palm branches, putting them down on the ground, putting the cloak on the ground so that Jesus' donkey could walk over their clothes. Really, an informal red carpet event, so to speak. They were shouting, Hosanna, which means he saves. And they recognized that he was coming in the name of the Lord. And their hearts and minds were filled with some sort of expectation for who knows what. And a few days later, we see an equally frenzied crowd saying, crucify him. No, give us Barabbas, that criminal. Crucify Jesus. The disciples, I'm sure on Palm Sunday they were excited. I'm sure that they thought that this was the beginning of something big, the beginning of all of the messianic fulfillment that they had been praying for their entire lives. And as the week went on, I think they would have become more and more nervous as Jesus was confronted by the Sadducees. As Jesus confronted, in turn, the religious leaders of the time. And I'm sure that they would have become somewhat alarmed with Jesus' teaching during that week. We have several of what are called parables of judgment. You remember the bridesmaids. Five were foolish, five were wise. The talents. Don't be so stupid as to bury your talent. It really doesn't work well in God's economy. And they would have become downright frightened in the Garden of Gethsemane as they saw the soldiers approaching, and as they saw Judas betraying Jesus, and as they saw Jesus hauled to this sham court that couldn't really find anything against him, but ultimately trumped up a charge. And then we see that ultimate fright in Peter's denial. I don't even know the guy. They were frightened. Jesus, on the other hand, was perfectly calm through the week. He understood that everything was unfolding just as it had been planned, just as God had intended. On Palm Sunday, coming into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey was fulfilling the prophecies. He knew the betrayal that would be at hand. In fact, he kind of pointed it out a little bit at that Last Supper. He faced betrayal, abandonment, an unjust accusation with a silence that amazed Pilate. You know, when we are accused of something, especially when it is something that we are not guilty of, it is really hard not to become defensive. I think we all have this instinct that we want to put forth our case and say, you know, this is why I did it. This is my good reason. This is my excuse. Jesus was silent. He just let the accusations wash over him because he knew that those unjust accusations were all part and parcel of what would get him to his destiny at the cross. Jesus understood that everything was unfolding exactly the way that it needed to in order for God's purpose to become fulfilled. Salvation. The crowds had it right. He would save, just not in the way that they anticipated. So as we walk through the ups and downs of our lives, may we not be swayed by the fickle crowds around us. May we not be frightened of obstacles or tempted into betrayal or denial. May we be strengthened to live with the quiet confidence that we saw in Jesus as he walked the path that God had laid before him. May we have similar confidence and trust to walk the path that God lays before us. Amen.